Cat Cross Their Graves, A Joe Gray Mystery by Shirley Rousseau Murphy, narrated by Susan Boyce. I do not know that I ever saw anything more terrible than the struggle of that ghost against joy, for he had almost been overcome. Somewhere, incalculable ages ago, there must have been gleams of humor and reason in him, but now the light that reached him against his will. He would not accept it. C.S. Lewis, The Great Divorce. Chapter 1. Up the Molina Point hills, where the village cottages stood crowded together and their back gardens ended abruptly at the lip of the wild canyon, a row of graves lay hidden, concealed beneath tangled weeds and sprawling overgrown geraniums. There was no stone to mark the bodies, no one to remember they were there, save one villager, who kept an uneasy silence, who nursed a vigil of dread against the day the earth would again be disturbed and the truth revealed. On winter evenings, the shadow of the tall old house struck down across the graves like a long black arrow, and from the canyon below, errant winds sang to the small dead children. There had been no reports for a dozen years of unexplained disappearances along the central California coast, not even of some little kid straying off to turn up at supper time hungry and dirty and unharmed. Nor did the three cats who hunted these gardens know what lay beneath their hurrying paws, though as they trotted down into the canyon to slaughter wood rats,